WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News projects that former President Donald Trump has won Pennsylvania, bringing him to the cusp of winning another term. On stage with his family and supporters, Trump tells voters at his election headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before. And frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country and maybe beyond.
He says that he is going to help the country heal. Trump's vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance, calls it the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America. Trump says Vance turned out to be a good choice. CBS's Tony DeCopel is at Trump election headquarters.
What went wrong for Democrats tonight? Why were they unable to capitalize on what seemed like some momentum in the final week? I put that question to some of the Donald Trump supporters here in the room. A couple of the quotes I got from people is, look, Democrats have lost touch with everyday Americans. Beyonce doesn't pay my bills. Democrats turn their back on us, and if you turn your back on us, eventually we're going to turn our back on you.
CBS News projects that Trump has 265 electoral votes, and Vice President Harris, projected to win Minnesota and New Jersey, has 194. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more from exit polling on who's been supporting each candidate.
This has been largely a race based on gender, and the gender gap is similar to what we saw in 2020. Men largely favored President Donald Trump, the former president, and women largely favored Vice President Harris. One of the reasons for that may have been the abortion issue, which was named as a top concern for Harris supporters, along with concerns about democracy.
Vice President Harris is not speaking yet. Earlier, her campaign co-chair told supporters at Howard University election headquarters that with more votes to be counted, she would speak later today. Trump is the first major party candidate to run for the White House as a felon, and CBS's John Dickerson points out.
There's not just the immunity that the Supreme Court suggests he has for things done, that he does in office. There's not just the wonderful feedback he's getting for basically following every one of his instincts and having it affirmed by the voters. But there's also the significant legal peril that has now dropped, that will drop away if he wins.
CBS News projects that Republicans will take control of the U.S. Senate in the new congressional term. The new electoral vote count is Trump 266 and Harris 218. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers trade Preston Smith. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Preston Smith has been a reliable linebacker on the Packers defense since Matt LaFleur took over as the head coach, but the team traded Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also take over his contract, saving the Packers over $17 million next season. GM Brian Gutekunst met with the media.
Thanks to Preston Smith. You know, 2019, that was a, you know, we signed 4 guys, and for him to be, you know, here still 5.5 years later and play a lot of good football for us, won a lot of games. And I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee tomorrow night to host the Utah Jazz. Both teams off to poor starts, each with a win-loss record of 1-6. The Badgers men's basketball team hosting Montana State tomorrow night. Wisconsin with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross. Forward Nolan Winters on all the new players on this year's roster.
With JT, X, we're learning and, you know, practicing every day, open gyms in the summer. That helped a lot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in 5th place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds to stick with us here the overnight and a little patchy fog forming as well. Temperatures will drop to the middle to upper 30s by the time we get to sunrise. Morning fog, then mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 40s to near 50. It's 42 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we are back live Wednesday night with Madison-based comedian and writer Mike Mercury. After that, Civic Media's own sports director Jimmy Cuska joins the show for a discussion about athletics.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from